The CDC has established hemoglobin cutoff values below which someone is considered at risk for anemia. Hemoglobin cutoff values vary depending upon participant smoking status, level of elevation, and category. One of these tables should be posted in your lab for you to evaluate your participant's test result. There are 6 different tables based on elevation level. From there, each table is broken down by smoking status and category, pregnant by trimester, postpartum breastfeeding, and children and infants. As you can see, there are also 2 action areas listed, low hemoglobin and nutritionist, and different hemoglobin value ranges associated with these action areas. If a participant's hemoglobin value is above the low hemoglobin range, their hemoglobin is considered normal, and no additional action is necessary.